Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right now, let's do headlines to finish off the show. What you got for us, Josh Wheeler?
So, as you may know, the Super Bowl is in Las Vegas this year.
Mm-hmm.
The American Red Cross is facing a shortage in donors for the early part of this year and into, throughout the holiday season as well. So they're stepping up and putting two free tickets to the Super Bowl on the line for donors over the next few weeks. I, of course, cannot donate due to leukemia, but H. Lake, you love Vegas as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be shooting your shot at a chance to go to Super Bowl 58?
So what do I have to do now?
You just have to donate blood and your name is in.
Oh, wow. I would donate blood just to get back. But, look, if you want to donate blood for a good cause, and I've donated blood before, and get a chance to go to the Super Bowl, why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Worth the shot.
Have at it.
Also, news out of Hollywood. This isn't word on the street. This is headlines. They say it comes in threes, and it has been announced that we will see a Top Gun 3. Tom Cruise, Glenn Powell, and Miles Teller will reprise their role in the Top Gun sequel, which is in the works at Paramount. May of 2025 is the current set release date for the film. I personally thought Maverick was better than the 1986 original.
I didn't see Maverick.
It's phenomenal.
I heard it's really good. Watch that this weekend.
Maybe. Catch a break between college basketball and football and whatever else you're watching.
And playing the ponies.
On Peacock. Did you see the original though, right?
Yes. Okay. No question. Yes.
Fan? Yes. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay.
Fan.
Okay.
But people raved about Maverick. It was all that?
It was.
Okay.
It was phenomenal. I just watched the original for the first time like 6 months, maybe not even before Maverick came out.
Okay.
So I hadn't watched it for most of my adult life. And I thought it was okay. I could see why people love it so much because there wasn't anything like it when it came out.
Okay.
Like 1986, there wasn't any cool aircraft war type movies like that, dogfighting movies, whatever you want to call it, out there. So I could see how like the nostalgia was real. But I thought it was all right. It's a cult classic, as the kids call it. Let's move on to another story out of MSP. We haven't talked about MSP enough today.
As in the airport?
Yes.
Okay.
Uber and Lyft is back in the news. I don't know if you saw this one or talked about it yet. This happened yesterday in the late hours of the night at MSP Airport. Uber and Lyft suspended their pickup service for MSP from 1 to 7. I'm trying to find it here, the Minnesota Uber Lyft Drivers Association, a different group than another group by the same name, according to this article, so let's not, start pointing fingers. They basically did it in protest for safety and compensation purposes. They are looking for more wages, and the drivers are not, quote-unquote, struggling. They're struggling to feed their families with what they're being paid right now as Uber and Lyft drivers. So they suspended pickup service for 6 whole hours and refused to pick up passengers at the airport yesterday.
So between 1 a.m. and 7 a.m.?
No.
Oh, 1
p.m.
1 p.m.
1 p.m. and 7 p.m.
No Uber or Lyft available
for
yesterday?
Picking up, correct. They did it in protest of compensation because they want more money and they want safety. And they're getting neither from Governor Walz.
So how long were they going to do this? Were they doing this today?
They just did it last night in protest. I haven't seen any fallout of it. I tried finding an article that followed up on it, and I haven't seen anything yet.
So to be effective, they're going to have to do it more than one day.
Yes. I assume this will not be the last we see.
Yeah, it probably won't, but this is the risk that they run. If they make this a thing where they do this often,
mm-hmm.
then you're also missing out on money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting if they can find a balance here. Like, how many days are they at a standoff with Uber and Lyft? That's going to be interesting.
Because it says in the article that the Uber and Lyft has been taking 70 to 80% of every ride that they've been getting.
What?
Per this group in the article here. They are asking, the MULDA members are asking for $1.30 per mile and 25 cents per minute. I'm not sure what the current rate is for that, but that is currently what they're seeking as far as compensation for Uber and Lyft. And 1 to 7, if you're trying to get your way home and that is your only option, I feel for you. That's a rough night.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not a good way to spend a Thursday night. MSP.
Take a taxi.
Yeah. Hey, there's plenty of those. There's friends to pick. I'm like you though.
How popular are taxis?
What?
How popular are taxis still?
It's true.
There are still taxis out there. They're not popular anymore though.
I never see them here. I never see them down here either. Like I'll see them a little bit, but not often.
Yeah.
But
yeah, man.
1 to 7 is a wide window to
say. Think about how popular taxis were in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
And then in the early mid 2000s, all of a sudden, poof, you got Uber and Lyft.
Yeah, that's...
We once had a TV show named Taxi.
We had a movie named Taxi. Jimmy Fallon and Queen Latifah. It's a pretty good movie. 2004. Back when VHS was a thing. One to seven, though. That's crazy. I can't imagine, just showing up, all right, I'm going to get a ride home.
Wow.
Nothing.
Hey, listen to this. From the 612, Lyft driver here, they definitely take about 70% of what you guys pay.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous. To the Lyft driver right there, yeah, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I never knew it was that much.
You're doing the heavy lifting. Not pun,
you're doing
no,
the
no
lifting.
Puns. Yeah, no puns, but you are literally doing the work.
That's insane.
Yeah. I can't imagine that.
Tip your Lyft drivers well if you can.
Yeah, Lyft is cheaper in some areas. I've mentioned before on the show that I took a Lyft in Vegas, and it was significantly cheaper than Uber.
So I've already decided the $20 that I get off of Josh Wheeler Eagles defeat the Buccaneers, I'm going to use that as tip money for Lyft drivers.
Why don't you go join the picket line?
And I do – I don't know if this is frowned upon. Maybe Lyft driver guy can mention this to me. I tend to sometimes, if I have cash on me, I'll tip cash.
Yeah. I'm old school, though. I don't mind cash.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
they still take another percentage of it.
Well, this is the thing. When all of this kind of first happened, that was frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, man. Cash is still king.
Yeah.
I'll tip you cash. Don't be mad at me if I'm...
I've never had
anybody turn me down, but still.
Restaurants, too. Yeah, especially with this situation, if they're already taking 70% of the money and you're going to get a percentage of your tips cut out of that too, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
70%. Oof. Wow. All right. I don't know what this last text means. It says Fridley Sr.
Love Fridley Sr. Not sure.
Shout out to Fridley. I said tipped cash.
Yes.
Oh, tip cash. Yes. Okay. They said dipped cash. I was like, I didn't say dipped. I'm tipping y'all. If you're not tipping, you're slipping. All right, we're done here.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.